org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Max Inc. Radio.
Love great music? You'll find this weekend full of it during the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our standing producer on the board. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Friday, May 24th, 2024, TGIF. 6 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Looking forward to a couple of days off here, Mr. Zommers.
Yeah, you know what you're going to be doing?
Go home to your mom.
Sorry, I just couldn't. I couldn't resist.
I plan on seeing mom tomorrow. I think I'll be back in RC. Maybe have a brat or two. Speaking of that, for those listening at WMDX or pretty much around the state, breaking news here: the largest brat sale in the world, the big brat fest here in Madison, is back on. They have reopened after closing down temporarily while strong weather went through the area earlier today. But the Brat Fest is back on for many years, and I'm assuming they're still involved. The Metcalfs, a great family, great stores in Wisconsin, Metcalfs Family Grocery. And they sold it here a couple months ago to another organization. So the Metcalfs don't necessarily own Metcalfs anymore, but it was... Mayor Metcalf from Monona and the founder of Metcalf's Grocery that started this. And it was started in the Metcalf's main grocery store in Hilldale Shopping Center here in Madison. And it was just a couple of grills to raise some money for the community. And it's turned into the world's largest brat fest. Brat fest here. Back on. So, by the way, that's good news.
Tonight, if you want to go, obviously there's a bunch of different music going on for all of Brat Fest. The main feature tonight, I was very surprised to see from 8 to 9:30 p.m. is the Village People.
YMCA. Yeah, exactly.
And you know they're going to play that.
Of course. They're the Village People. You can't be the Village People and not play YMCA, right? So they'll
absolutely.
They'll be there. So yeah, if you're in the area, stop on down and Brat Fest, help out the community cause, have a great brat, and listen to some great music. I believe our very own Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio, and who does the outstanding introduction to our show each and every day. Well, I mean, she doesn't come in and do it every day. It's taped. But she records all these great intros, and I love it, and I appreciate it. Terry Barr, I believe, is going to be there tonight in person and checking in on Nightlight with Pete Davidson.
Pete Schwabba?
Oh.
That's a different Pete.
I just wanted to see if you catch that. Yes, Pete Schwabba. Yeah, that's the man who you helped out at his program last night.
Yep, and the night before. Last night was particularly interesting because, as we talked about, I couldn't really see, but we figured it out.
But you kept it on the air.
Also tonight, or I guess today, this afternoon, 3:10 to 3:50, Iron Plow is playing. That's got our very own Rocker. So.
Yes, Rocker will be there live and in person. What time again?
That's at 3:10.
3:10. Also one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights, Rocker, coming up here at 3:10. Stop out.
But if you go to bratfest.com, you can check out the rest of the lineup for the whole weekend.
And just one of the many fine events going on around across the entire state of Wisconsin. I know La Crosse and Green Bay and Milwaukee all have events going on throughout the weekend as well. And as we keep saying, set some time aside. Nothing wrong with having fun and enjoying family and friends on Memorial Day weekend. But set a few minutes aside just out of remembrance, recognition, and thanks to all the great men and women who have sacrificed over the years in our military that we might have these opportunities. That's really what the day is about, Memorial Day proper. And again, we'll have a special Memorial Day show coming up on Monday. Looking forward to that. One quick weather update for you. Again, in southwest Wisconsin, we now have a severe thunderstorm warning, just about ready to cross over into the southwest quarter of the state in Grant County. That severe thunderstorm warning right now is for basically the counties that abut the Wisconsin River in southwest Wisconsin, or in Iowa. That's going to be moving into southwest Wisconsin soon. So I would say people in Dickeyville, Cobb, well, not Cobb, but Dickeyville certainly, and Platteville area, want to seek shelter or at least be in a safe place, as some of those storms looking like they could be severe. And they may go into Iowa and Lafayette County, which would include Cobb. But another round of storms, at least moving into southwest Wisconsin. And that's pretty much on track what we were expecting as the first round moved through in mid to late morning. And then we have this next line that was set to start right about now through sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock tonight. And again, most of the severe weather or possible severe weather will be south of a line, say from La Crosse over to Mr. Zahmer's hometown of Manitowoc area there, south of that line in southern Wisconsin, in particular southwest Wisconsin, is where the greatest potential is for severe weather. Over the hometown right now, Richland Center, speaking of WRCE, a thunderstorm, but not severe at this point. So we'll keep you updated the next hour or so and keep an eye to the sky throughout the rest of the afternoon. Coming up at 1:30, our ongoing contributor and friend, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with the week in review. Now, these are things that are actually, that real wacky humans have actually done. Not made up, not fictitious, but the wacky stuff that wacky humans do. So so looking forward to that. Should we take a look out at the street cam, Mr. Zomers? Again, we had Sam Davidson who set this up all day yesterday. We never looked out there. But here, well, look at that. The little rain on the cam. A few folks there. It is it's a bit soggy here in Madison as the rain, well, it's sprinkling around.
The sun's coming up, though.
It's been a busy, of course, whenever we look out there, it's never that busy. But it's been a busy day on the streets in Madison. Lots of school groups today in town taking field trips and whatnot. So, but nobody using an umbrella. Mother used to say, don't you know enough to come out of the rain? Apparently those people don't.
Oh, it's a lot lighter now than it was.
Well, it's true. Don't you know enough to come in out of the rain? I love that line. I don't know why, but I just I enjoy it for some reason. All right, well, let's get to this one. Do a little politics here before Peter comes on, at least current events. 3 weeks ago, in response to a news story, Facebook took down 100 pages and profiles of extremist militia groups who were using the public platform to radicalize and recruit members. Militia groups are well-armed, and they have regular get-togethers to shoot their guns, train for combat, and reinforce one another's radical culture and political fears and hates. And just to make clear, we're not talking about, you know, hey, let's go out. We've got a shooting club in our local community, and we're going to go out and have a couple of beers and shoot clay pigeons. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who might be past military folks, or more often than not, never had the guts to actually serve in the military, but they think they're tough guys because they put on hockey masks and run around with, you know, AR-15s or whatever. These are the types of people we're talking about. Now, militia groups come in different flavors, from preparing to defend their freedoms to wanting to accelerate civil war. One thing all militia members share is a love for their guns and their Second Amendment gun rights. Most militia members see themselves and their guns as a last line of defense from the latest boogeyman threat to the latest conspiracy theory. Militia groups using Facebook, of course, is nothing new. In the lead up to the 2020 presidential election, Facebook took down the profiles and pages of, get this, about 10,000 militia groups and members, according to Amy Cooter, the director of research at the Center for Terrorism, Extremism, and Counterterrorism at Middlebury College in Vermont. Ms. Cooter is sounding the alarm by now because we're in the lead up to the 2024 election, and militia groups are brazenly returning to Facebook to network, recruit, and publicize their events, which have a history of turning violent. Cooter finds that many extremists, when they get kicked off of Facebook, simply open a new Facebook account using a different email address and a variation in their name. It was militia groups that plotted a kidnap. Remember this? Michigan's governor in 2020 and led to the January 6th insurrection. There is no question that militia extremists heard mega gangster Matt Gaetz's echo of Trump's stand by and stand back call to violence, if needed, to seize power. Something to think about. Not necessarily, as you drive along merrily on your Memorial Day, watch out. You know, there could be a militia. But I mean, what I think is interesting is the rise and use of social media, in particular Facebook, because I don't know about you, Mr. Zomers, but it just in posting things for this show, it has gotten more complicated again just to post stuff. And yeah. I don't know why they keep changing it. And again, I realize that Elon Musk has allowed extremists on Twitter again, or now it's called X, but I still call it Twitter. But for my money, I still find Twitter more user-friendly. And again, I just follow people I want to follow. So I'm not getting a lot of quote-unquote spam in my timeline. And if I do, I just block it. So and it's much easier to post stuff on Twitter than it is Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook I have not used actively in probably, I don't even know, 6 or 7+ years because of stuff like that. Because really? It's just annoying. And Twitter now, at least, at least it still mostly works. You can just block people. Right. We just have to do it a lot more often than we used to.
Exactly. But I think this is a great piece here, a great reminder that, you know, as you might have some downtime this weekend, first of all, if it's nice out, get out and enjoy the nice weather. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow, by the way. But if you're scrolling through your socials, it's just a friendly reminder that just because it's on Facebook, it doesn't mean it's true. Unless it comes from a reliable news source, such as ABC, CBS, NBC, Civic Media.
Even then, you got to make sure it's not a parody.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to have a parody. But yeah, it's just because these people, like we're saying, these militia groups will just change their email address and come on from somebody else. Of course, remember Derek Van Orten. Do nothing, Derek Van Orten, the congressman from the 3rd District of Wisconsin, was at the January 6th involvement, the insurrection.
He likes to pretend he wasn't.
He likes to pretend and, you know, I guess be a militia dude. You know, he enjoys going to places like, you know, libraries and yelling at teenagers. That's his vibe.
Or Israel on a secret mission.
Or something like that. We'll come back, got a little board game of the week for you, and then Peter Rapine with our comedic week in review. All that and more straight ahead. It's the Tom Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Remember, if you're out there on the roads, please do so carefully. Pack your patience. You're in the busy zone now. Whether you like it or not, you missed the prime time to drive. I'm sorry you did. It was before 11 a.m. So now you got to just kind of go slow. Take a breath, listen to your favorite radio station, hopefully it's Civic Media, and, you know, enjoy some water, some coffee, a soda, non-alcoholic if you're on the roads.
Yeah, that's illegal and just a bad idea.
And a bad idea. And, you know, just enjoy the ride, as they say. Enjoy the scenery you're driving by. You'll get there. You'll get there. It'll be okay. Just be safe. That's the
Take a deep breath.
That's right. Take a deep breath and be chill. Let's go to the phone lines here, talking before the break there about the rise of militia groups in the United States, and many of whom thrive on this violence. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark in Prayer to Sec. Mark, always a pleasure. What's the...
Yeah, I wonder how much trouble you'd get in some of these states like Texas or Florida for pulling a Blues Brothers move, you know, like driving through the group of Nazis or something like that, making them jump into the water, you know. And I imagine you wouldn't be looked at as favorably as apparently you can in Florida. At least Florida now, you know, drive your car into a group of peaceful protesters, probably, you know, from the other side of the aisle, you know, protesting Ron DeSantis. And if you drove your car through there, you'd get a pass on that, but I don't think it would apply the other way around.
Yeah.
My guess is that law enforcement would come down on you with both feet, and that and you wouldn't get very far. I mean, as opposed to, you know, and looking at Texas now, Texas's Governor Greg Abbott just pardoned a guy that murdered somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, that I don't think a black citizen would get away with shooting some neo-Nazi carrying a Confederate flag in front of his house, and say I just felt threatened, so I took him out. And if that guy was convicted, I doubt Greg Abbott would look and say, well, I'm going to pardon this guy because of this. I mean, the neo-Nazis and the right-wingers have been getting away with this kind of nonsense now since Reconstruction. Mm. I mean, and I'm tired of the fact that we've got a president, you know, presidential candidate now that gives, you know, that stirred those people up and said, even though he said go in peacefully, well, prior to that he was getting the people all fired up, and the only time he said go peacefully is when he was giving the speech. Prior to that, he gave him a little wink and a nod and said that, well, this will get me off if anybody says anything. Well, yeah. Nonsense.
Well, Mark, I got a question for you. I'm a guy, I'm a gun owner. I enjoy target shooting. I enjoy clay pigeons or skeet shooting, whatever. But to me, this is not about, these militias are really not about guns or gun rights. I just think it's anger and fueled by hate. And they kind of use guns as one of their causes. Because again, most of these yahoos have probably never served in the military. And it's hilarious. They'll come up to the Capitol about twice a year here in Madison, and they have like hockey gear on. And they think they're tough guys because they have a gun on them wearing hockey gear as their quote unquote military, you know, attire. And again, I learned this during my time working in Congress, that the United States military has equipment that will, if they wanted to, you know, get into someone's home, or there's nothing in the private sector that anybody has in their private arsenal that's going to defeat the United States military. It just isn't happening.
I can go to my Sportsman's Guide magazine and get the body armor and the plates to go with it, and they would stop most conventional handgun ammunition and that kind of thing. I have no desire to do that. But they sell gas masks in there and the whole, you know, to keep out tear gas and the whole, you know, basically, you know, that be full fitted out in riot gear with shields and batons and all this. And I've just don't desire to equip myself like that.
Right.
It's just sad because if they want to take you out, they're going to take you out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the head Yahoo, Donald Trump. Let's look at the fact that Corporal Bone Spurs, who didn't have bone spurs, who got out of serving in Vietnam, and now they trick him out like he looks like Rambo, right. Rambo on steroids, and his head pasted on it. And that's not the way Donald Trump makes the Pillsbury Doughboy look butch. I mean.
All right, that's a good place to end it, Mark. That may be one of Mark's best ones. Donald Trump makes the Pillsbury Doughboy look butch.
That is pretty good.
Well said, Mark. All right, 25 past the hour, 1 o'clock. Time once again for this edition of Board Game of the Week.
Another edition of Board Game of the Week.
Today's board game is Telestrations.
Telestrations?
It's a portmanteau of telephone and illustrations.
All right, explain.
So, you know how in telephone, you whisper a word to the person next to you and see what you end up with at the end? It might get distorted. Right. It might say the wrong thing. What's that?
Never mind, I'll get in trouble. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway.
It sounds like a familiar type of thing. But go ahead.
Right. So, yeah, the game of it, this is a combination of something like Pictionary and telephone. And so you have a prompt. Each person has a little notepad, a white erase notepad.
All right.
And you draw the prompt on it. Then you pass your notepad to the next person. They, on the next page, write their guess of what they think it is.
Oh, all right.
And then the next person has to draw what that guess is. And then you repeat it again, and you guess what you think that drawing is. And at the end, you just look at all the drawings, and you're like, "How on earth did you get that from this?" And
it's whether or not you know your playing partners well or not. I guess part of it.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's a really fun one to play with the family or family friends, things like that. And you don't have to be good at drawing. In fact, it's a lot funnier if you're not. And It's a pretty quick game, takes about 30 minutes. It's easy to play, costs around $25, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more.
All right.
But it's very easy to pick up. It does have a rule with a sand timer where you have a limited amount of time to draw. However, every time I've played it, we house rule that out. And you just say, as long as nobody's taking like 5 minutes to draw some stick figures, just leave just take a little bit of time to draw.
All right.
Sherry from Horicon texted in and said, it's a fun game.
Oh, yeah, Sherry plays it. Horicon. All right. Well, very good. Endorsement. It's called Telestrator?
Telestrations.
Telestrations.
And it is.
I worked at TV too players. Much. Telestrator. Telestrations. How many players?
4 to 8.
All right. 4 to 8. So good. 25 one. Bucks more or less.
Yeah. And it's a good one to play this holiday weekend.
All right. There you go. This week's board game of the week. Tell a what?
Telestrations.
Telestrations. It's all right. Telestrations.
You think
good.
That was on the teleprompter? I don't think so.
Oh, I thought we were going to get through one show without having to hear a cut from the drumster, but that was a pretty good one.
I can hold off on this.
Oh, so, no, that's fine. Somebody else is that?
That was Sherry as well.
Oh, Sherry's very happy that, yeah, you chose her the board game that she likes. That's right. Well, and it's a good weekend, at least today and Sunday, rainy. Tomorrow's going to be sunny most places in Wisconsin, but you might need a good board game to just kind of chill out with family and friends. All right. We're going to come back and talk with our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Peter Rapine, who is standing by in the green room, at least metaphysically, online via StreamYard. He'll be in with the week in review, actual things that actual humans have done. Do not miss it. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Mike Tabusky. Pennsylvania man Brian Hagerich is back at home after being held in Turks and Caicos since February when authorities found ammunition in his luggage. Tourists in Turks and Caicos detained for ammunition face charges that carry a minimum 12-year prison sentence, but a judge ruled in Hagerich's favor. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin briefly transferred power to a deputy Friday night as he underwent a medical procedure. He resumed his duties shortly afterward. The Memorial Day holiday travel rush means 38 million Americans could hit the road this holiday weekend. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has the latest on what it could cost drivers.
Gas prices are down from a month ago, but still a bit higher than last year. The current average sits at $3.60. But where you fuel up matters. Californians are feeling the pinch with prices over $5 a gallon, while Mississippians are enjoying a relative bargain at around $3.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Like working in Fenway.
That was awesome. Yeah, this is my first time. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment. You know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the 3-game series, 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy today with a high near 70 degrees and southwest winds up to 25 miles per hour. Breezy tonight, mostly cloudy, 51. For Sunday, showers are likely with a high near 64 and still on the breezy side.
Currently 42 degrees.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
11 of 18 Arizona 2020 fake electors and Trump election lawyers were arraigned May 21st on 9 felony counts after being indicted by a grand jury April 26th. Former President Donald Trump was named as an unindicted co-conspirator. The 11 arraigned May 21st were a Republican state senator, 8 GOP activists, including a Republican national committeeman, and 2 of Donald Trump's allies, including Rudy Giuliani and Republican National Committee election lawyer Christina Bobb. Another alleged central figure, John Eastman, was arraigned earlier. Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and 4 others will be arraigned in June. All 18 defendants are charged with fraudulent schemes to deceive and practice of that deception, forgery, changing the vote of an elector by corrupt means or inducement, tampering with a public record, and presenting false instrument for filing. All have pleaded not guilty. Of the 7 states where GOP activists created a substitute slate of presidential electors, 4 state attorneys general have brought charges: Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. 3 others, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and New Mexico, have either chosen not to bring criminal charges or cited a lack of grounds for indictment. Michigan held preliminary hearings in April, where 15 defendants faced trial. Pretrial motions are being heard in Nevada for 6 other defendants. See the unredacted indictment at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's okay to leave your dog in a hot car. It's okay to leave your dog in a hot car. Nothing bad.
Welcome back to the Towelball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, TGIF, May 24th, 2024. We are live, not pre-recorded, not a repeat. We are live on a Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Zommer's on the board and joining us as he does each and every other Friday, our friend, ongoing contributor. He's the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, with a week in review. Mr. Zommer's, when you dial up there to... And by the way, don't leave your dog in a hot car.
Yes, it is definitely not okay to leave your dog in a hot car. But this is a parody from a few years back that I love. And it has a little fake interview with the Beatles afterwards where John talks about how much he hates dogs. John Lennon.
Did he hang out with Christy Noem or
not in the video at least. But so it is fake, if you couldn't tell by listening. It is not the Beatles. No. However, as we will soon discover, Google can't tell the difference.
Right. Not always. Peter Rapine, thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Todd. How the heck are you doing?
Oh, now that you're here, even better. This is exactly the way I want to end this week. Because it's been a long one, and I'm glad to have you here. Now, as a reminder to folks, all these stories can be found at ebombsworld.com. It's a great site. These are not made-up stories. This is not fiction. These are actual headlines from things that actual wacky people are doing.
Yes. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not that funny. We couldn't think of these stories on our own. And our first one is my personal favorite one. And honestly, we could spend the whole 30 minutes talking about this one. But Google this week released a new product, and they call it the new AI Overview, which you're probably pretty familiar with, right? You go to Google and you say, what are the best laptops or how to tie a pair of shoes? And Google will pop up with searches results that you don't have to click a link to read, and it'll tell you the answers. Well, they're now doing this with AI. And they're telling you to do some things that you should not, for the life of you, do. So our headline reads, 38 examples of Google's new AI overview being dead wrong.
38 examples of Google's new AI overview being dead wrong. Explain, Peter Rapine.
Yeah, so you can go to Google right now, pick up your phone, open up your laptop, and just search anything you want, right? My pants keep falling down. How do I keep my pants up? Or you could Google something like, is poison good for you? Oh. And according to Google, yes, poison can be good for humans in small quantities. Humans have learned to use it for many purposes. We're not making this up. This is exactly
what it still says that, by the way. I just Googled it now.
All right.
And the backstory to this is that Google a couple months ago actually paid Reddit like $60 million to get access to its content to help train and scrape its AI algorithms. So a lot of these responses that we're going to be sharing today are byproducts of jokesters on Reddit from 10, 8, 7 years ago getting brought back up by Google's AI as proof for why you should drink poison.
And just for people that don't know.
So I'll just run through some of my favorite ones.
Reddit is like another, like.
All right. One reads, yes, one of my favorites reads, if you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use gasoline to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline. Yeah. Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
But again, not recommended. Do not do that.
Yes, none of what we're saying today is real advice. You should not do anything that we tell you today.
This is AI being dead wrong.
One of my personal favorites, too. This is AI being dead wrong. Another search prompt reads, how to pass kidney stones quickly.
Okay.
So Google says drinking.
Go ahead.
Google says drinking plenty of fluids such as water, ginger ale, lemonade, soda, or fruit juice can help pass kidney stones more quickly. You should aim to drink at least two quarts or liters of urine every 24 hours.
What?
Yes.
As someone who has had kidney stones, and by the way, it's a very painful experience, and it tells you to drink 2 quarts of urine? No, do not do that. Do not do that.
And then one that was ripped off from an old Onion headline, and the Onion headline reads, geologists recommend eating at least one small rock per day. Really funny, old dumb headline from the Onion in 2021. And so when you Google, how many rocks should I eat a day? Google says, and this is Sean, this is true. It's not true, but Google says it's true. According to UC Berkeley geologists, people should eat at least one small rock a day.
Oh my gosh. Don't do that, people. But again, this just proves, I mean, just because you're asking your phone something, or particularly Google, it ain't always going to be right.
It ain't always going to be right.
Buyer exactly. Beware.
Yes. And this next one, I'm sure most people know you should not do this. So if you're Googling doing this, do not just Google. Is it okay to leave a dog in a hot car? Can you guess what Google's going to say?
Did it say yes?
It says yes. It's always safe to leave a dog in a hot car, especially on a warm day.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the best part of this new feature is that you can't turn it off.
Really?
You can't. No.
No, it's just there.
Yeah, so Google did create a workaround, which honestly, this is probably funnier than any of the items in the list. So they added a search by web function to Google.
All right.
So you can go into the search bar, you can click more, and then you can sort by just web links, which is kind of a genius idea. Maybe someone should create a product that allows you to search the internet.
That would be cool.
Be a billion-dollar business,
right? Probably. again, it just—I mean, if you're at me, my mom likes to ask the phone for recipes. You know, hey Siri, hey Siri, what's a good recipe for a rhubarb cake? You know, and now I'm wondering if what she gets off of there, you know,
I found this on the web for recipe rhubarb cake.
The phone just went off. I didn't see she did it. And but I mean, now I wonder, you know, if you have a recipe that's like, you know, a quarter teaspoon of urine. I mean, don't put that in the cake, for goodness sake.
Not in my cake. and we can move on after all this right, next one. Right. If you Google fruits that end in UM, yeah. Google will give you the fruits that end in UM, all like right. Apelum or bananum oh. or strawberryum or tomatum or coconut.
Can confirm that one also still says that. It also says umeboshi, a pickled Japanese fruit.
Umeboshi? Okay. All right, that was fantastic. We could go on and on. But next headline, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World Week in Review.
Yes. Okay. So this one, baseball is in full swing now. Yes. And I'll read ahead. Tops, as in Tops, the baseball card manufacturer. Mm-hmm. So Tops releases custom card for women who got hit with 110 mile per hour line drive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my. That's ridiculous. This is real? This photograph?
Yeah, sadly. And if you think you're a diehard sports fan, you're not as much of a sports fan as Liz McGuire is. So she was at a recent Toronto Blue Jays game. And a foul ball, as baseball, you know, can be kind of dangerous. Yes. I know that the MLB is on a lot of adding extra nets, but yeah. she took a foul ball line drive to the dome, and her head swelled up the size of a baseball. Oh, and so she went onto Twitter asking the Blue Jays to hook her up because, get this, she stayed for the rest of the game.
No.
She stayed the whole time, which... If you Google what to do after getting hit with a baseball in the head, probably going to the doctor should be the top of that list.
Well, I mean, it begs the question, what's wrong with her? Did she get hit with a baseball? Oh, actually, she did.
When she got hit in the head.
Actually, she did.
So, yeah, so she tweeted it out, and Top saw it, and you know, their social media manager, being the fun person they are, were like, hey, let's make 110 copies to for this poor woman who got hit in the head with the baseball.
I mean, I'm looking at the photo right now, and it looks like she has about three portions of silly putty stuck to her forehead. But that's real. I mean, she got beamed in the head. The woman should be a doctor, for goodness sake.
Seriously. Yeah, but now, right, she has these personalized baseball cards that she can give her kids and her grandkids and maybe one day sell them, you know, at a card convention.
Who knows? People do create. Off the text line, by the way, Jeff in Shorewood is listening down in Waukesha, Shorewood area. He says, of the prior headline, he says, this bit is hilarious, but please stop saying, and I won't use the word that starts with S of the woman's name for Apple phones, it turns off the radio. So sorry about that. I apologize.
Yeah, just like your phone stopped and started listening to you. I'm sure everyone else's did who has an iPhone.
I apologize. Okay, next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right, so we do have another baseball story. Dodgers organist plays We Didn't Start the Fire as car burns in the parking lot.
Dodgers organist plays We Didn't Start the Fire as the car burns in a parking lot. And again, you have photographs.
Yeah, so this video comes to us from Dodger Stadium. There's a fan, you know, sitting far away, and they zoom in on the car, and you can hear the organist just jamming in the background. This is the type of fun, loving baseball season content that we like. Not as painful. You know, I don't think anyone was injured.
No.
I'm pretty sure the fire department put the car out without much of a fanfare. But just something that, man, makes your heart sing when you see something.
Right. It's like the bee guy.
The bee guy?
Oh, the bee guy. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. But this,
I think.
Good.
Well, I think the bee guy also got his own personalized Tops car as well.
I believe so. Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Tops is on it.
But see, I love it when an organist or the video people when they could just off the top of their head come up with something like that. That's witty. I like that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the person that lost their car, but but it's great entertainment, you understand, for the rest of us.
We can have a laugh about it.
Easy for us to say. It wasn't our car. Peter Rapine, EPOM's World, next headline about a minute and a half before the next break.
All right. This one, so we love silly baby names, dumb baby names, and not that we like making fun of people, but we can find humor in, you know, parents maybe not having the foresight to say, hey, this name's not gonna land the way I thought it was. So short headline reads, influencer roasted after naming her daughter Tess Stickles. The daughter's full name is Teresa Havens Stickle. So Teresa typically gets shortened to Tess. So this poor kid is going to grow up her whole life being Tess ... Stickles.
I mean, it takes some balls to name your kid that.
It does.
I'll be here for the next 10 minutes, folks. I mean, come on. What parent? This is real. This isn't made up. This isn't a joke. Someone named their kid Teresa Havens Stickle. So her name for life is Tess Stickle.
You can't make it up. We're not this funny.
Right, no. You can't make it up. But I mean, well, that poor child's going to change her name when she gets to be 18, don't you think?
Probably, or you just own it, you know? There's not much you can do.
Win and start the fire. We only report the wild and wacky. The week in review. We'll wrap it up with Peter Rapine on the other side. It's the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, national news, weather, sports, local and state news as well. And then it's a two-hour Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4, immediately following our program, the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now we are joined by our friend and ongoing contributor. Every other Friday, he brings us the wild and wacky. These are not made up. This is not satire or fiction. This is simply reporting the odd, mysterious, crazy, and stupid things that actual humans do in the Week in Review with Peter Rapine. All these headlines and stories can be curated and found at epomsworld.com. Peter, next headline.
All right. so few things touch the funny bone like Wheel of Fortune. Just historically, you know, it's a show that's probably given us more goofs and gaffes than any other in history.
Yes.
So I'll read the headline. I think, Aaron, you'll play the clip.
Yes.
We may have just witnessed the best Wheel of Fortune answer of all time.
We may have witnessed, just witnessed, the best Wheel of Fortune answer of all time. So set this up a little bit for us, Peter, and then Mr. Zomers can actually play the real clip that was on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. So there's a man getting ready to, you know, guess the final answer, and he has, and I'll read off the letters that he already has. So he has an I, two T's, an E, and a B on the board. The first word is four letters. The second word is two letters. The third word is three letters. And the fourth word is four letters with an exclamation point. And he swings for the fences on this one.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No.
This dude's guess is right in the butt. It's a phrase, and unless the butt's being spelled with two T's, B-U-T-T, I guess.
Well,
I,
which it is. It's more that the right does not have four letters.
And I love seeing Jack's response. No. And the woman next to him is like, what?
What?
Play that again, Mr. Zomers, because I love every part of that. So this actually happened. And again, the headline on EPOM's World, we may have witnessed the best Wheel of Fortune answer of all time. This actually happened. Here it is again.
Tavares, right in the butt. No.
It sounds like a Memorial Day party at Lindsey Graham's house. But anyway, I'm not sure what that means. But what would make someone actually say this as a guest, Peter Rapine?
Beats me, man. Maybe he had something else on his mind, clearly. I don't know. I'm not sure if it matters why. It's that he did. You know,
his guess on Wheel, the fact that he would even think that Wheel of Fortune would pick a phrase of right in the butt as your winning answer.
I love how confident he was. He didn't hesitate.
No, he
said,
hesitate
I
at all.
Know this one. Yeah,
right. I got it.
Yeah, right in the butt.
I'm not sure they could top that, but what's next in the wild and wacky week in review according to EBOM's World?
All right, so we have one. It's obviously graduation season. Headline reads, commencement announcer butchers every basic name during graduation.
Oh, I saw this too. Oh, I think we also need to play the audio for this.
You, yes, thank you, Aaron. This one is both sad and hilarious. So I remember when I graduated, I have a funny last name. It's Rapine. A lot of people say Rapine, Rapine. Mm. So I remember I had to do the phonetic spelling, R-A-Y-P-I-N-E, you know, to help someone say my name. And so this woman who's doing the announcements, she only has the phonetic spellings of people's names. She isn't given the Jessica's.
That's terrible.
She's just given the phonetic. So cue up that.
Here we are.
That audio.
Some actual audio of an actual commencement.
Thomas.
Yeah, it's Thomas.
Thomas Jefferson University getting a lot of attention for moments like these during yesterday's nursing student graduation ceremony. Many of the students whose names were mispronounced, as you see, appear to be confused or even upset as they walk across the stage. In a statement today, the school apologized to the students as well as their families and loved ones, saying in part, quote, the mispronunciations occurred due to the way phonetic spellings were presented on the speaker's card.
Now, see, my heart goes out to the poor person reading this because I'm looking at this. I mean, they spell Jessica J-E-S-E-E-K-U-A. I mean, what the heck?
And they set her up for failure.
Right, yeah. And besides, Why would anyone need a phonetic spelling the word Jessica or Tom or Thomas?
Or Thomas, right? And what I love about the clip is that in that one that you played, you can clearly hear everyone in the background like, oh, God. Everyone's like, it's Thomas. Just say Thomas.
Right.
Because you know, the commencement speech, they're long. There's hundreds of students going, sometimes thousands. So everyone's just like, oh my God, how long are we going to be doing this for?
And I, like you, I have a difficult Alba. It's A-L-L-B-A-U-G-H, but I get Albog, Alba. They even put an S on it, All Balls, which I'm not sure where that comes from. But so usually if I spell it phonetically, it's A-L-L-B-A-W, Alba. You know, so I get it. Yeah. But I mean, for Smith, for Thomas, Michael, you don't need a phonetic spelling.
Jessica.
For Allison was like, Lee Sune.
I know. Well, I feel the fault for me goes to whoever set that poor person up with all these stupid cards.
Yeah, you have to give both. The point is having both so that, like, you know how to say Jessica, but you might not know how to say some odd last name.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. About a minute and a half left here, Peter Rapine from EPOM's World. What else we have in wacky headlines?
Well, 50 seconds, actually.
Oh, 50 seconds? You got one quick one?
Here, let's finish it off with a couple more Google responses to things that you shouldn't do.
Like as?
Like, cheese not sticking to pizza? If your cheese isn't sticking to your pizza, you can add 1/8 cup of non-toxic glue to the sauce to make sure it's more sticky.
No, don't do that. But do join
don't
us.
Don't put cheese. Don't put glue on pizza.
Do join us every other Friday. Peter Rapine, EPOM's World. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. Hey. Thank you to Mr. Zommers. Also, thanks to Brady Ewing. Have a great and safe weekend. Keep banging on your drum.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. If you're on the roads this weekend, you've got company. AAA says it expects about 38 million people to drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. Wallace Tinney was one of them on the road from Miami.
We left early, and our event is tomorrow. So hopefully, God willing, creek don't rise. We'll be there in plenty of time, hopefully.
Winter vacation for a Pennsylvania father is finally over. Brian Hagrich allowed to leave Turks and Caicos. He received a suspended sentence after ammunition was found in his luggage on his family's February trip. He had been facing 12 years in prison. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's resumed duties after undergoing a non-surgical medical procedure where he briefly transferred them to a deputy. And Louisiana's governor has signed a new law that classifies two common abortion-inducing drugs as controlled dangerous substances. This is ABC News. The Utah mother and wife accused of killing her husband, then writing a children's book about grief, has been given new attorneys after her legal counsel quit.
In a virtual court hearing on Friday in Utah, Corey Richens was appointed new attorneys. A preliminary hearing had been set for June, but one of her new attorneys said they need time to meet with Richens in jail and get copies of evidence, which could be multiple terabytes of data. At a future court hearing, they'll talk scheduling. Richens is accused of killing her husband by sneaking fentanyl into a Moscow Mule drink she allegedly made him one night in March of 2022. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The estate of a young woman who died after eating a mislabeled cookie that contained peanuts is suing the wholesaler and the grocery store, Stu Leonard's, where she bought the cookie. Orla Ruth Baxendale's estate said there was gross negligence in how the package was mislabeled. 25-year-old dancer died in January. The companies have not commented. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you decide, don't play.